Amen.
Wow. So beautifully sang by JY. JY, you for Jesus. Amen. You've done very well. Obutna butumbi. Abona bonibi. God bless you so very much. Friends, we are going to do something simple. Liberty Walk. It's been a long time that you greeted somebody. And there is somebody in this very sanctuary that you have not even said hi before. So, you will get up and try to shake hands and hug about 10 people as we sing this song. And it is a liberation walk. Hallelujah. So please get up. Nyamidi ninsa akata behonam nimi krasu sa oko re saba. Shake hands with a brother. Shake hands with a sister. Shake hands with that person. It is a Oma Eva. We will be Nayam Nopo Nemena Nina. And so I be do that. Now I say, never, never say, I call. Na oni menya miro find it here, find it here. Nema nema say ako. Na oni menya miro nema nema ase. Ujira fako, ujira fako, ujira fako. Please move around, move around. Move around, hug that brother, hug that sister. Wait till I've got a check, wait till I move around, move around. Say na ko, na oni, me na, me do, ne ma ne, ba si. Ninsa kakata beona. Please sit, please sit. Sa oko re sava. Please sit. Oh, betra nema sulu. Ninsa oma. Please sit. Da 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 da. Massin, a complete it. Now on it. Please it. Missing your money and Massin. Uriah Sweet. Please it. Amen. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Please sit. Please sit. We thank our Bible readers so very much. The lighting system on the podium was not all that good, but our mothers, our children, were able to read. It was quite a long passage. Obi said, yes, or can Bible watching tell? But it's a very interesting passage. It'll be a one follow yeah. And it is in that context that I want to briefly, and even preaching check, that I want to exalt you on the theme, enough is enough. By the way, Papa Yosin is worshiping with Framingham preaching point. So if you are not seeing him here, he's worshiping, he's giving them communion this morning. Yes, amen. Let's pray. Father, mediate your word through me to your people. Give us understanding and help us, Lord, to apply to our lives in this jurisdiction of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, enough is enough. It's a personal decision. It's a personal decision for you and for me, a personal one. For you and for me, for every situation, condition, circumstance, action towards you that has been so tiresome and burdensome. And for that matter, per your personal decision, you put a halt to it. You put a stop to it. And say that enough is enough. Why you be a yeah? Why you be a fessiho? It could be that whatever is going on, that action is from you, emanates from you yourself. And you came to that, and you have to come to that understanding that oh, before I say there be a my no. Enough is enough. On our line, Mana Hour and Jericho Hour, there was this time that a sister presented a request regarding a sickness that had bestowed on her just after she had passed her licensure exams for nursing. Or trust her anywhere, yeah, pet. Or if you're real way for you, you're real way for you. I be so nimu, or you know, she ain't ye, she said. On to me cry, I didn't have a pass on back when you had the cash. I'm going to go to Kobano. On to me cry and call you, man. It's in Komodie Mua, no, no, my young sister. Yes, we'll help you. We'll pray for you. We'll do all the but please, I want you to do something. Have a decisive mentality that no, I will not accept it. And can you go on person me, may you nessa? Et comme ma bressue dia na ma tura passé na fe wiya na ma yare debi we dey free nyame ene yakopo adwini ni. So sister, have that mindset and begin to pronounce that it shall not work. It shall not work. I'm over and above this sickness. And she began doing it. Began doing it within 2 weeks. No nyame ba na ne ma sister bon sem she nyame dia ni oyam. I'm here to tell you, friends, that it is about time that we have a decisive thinking, a decisive moment with our lives. Say, enough is enough. It's too much. It has gone on far too long. And it's about time we halt it. Amen. Or for this thing I'm talking with you, it has physical implication and spiritual one. But me, I'm very much concerned about the spiritual one. Amen. From the passage, briefly, maybe you followed. It has to do with the northern kingdom of Israel. You know, it came to a time after King Solomon. The nation Israel was divided into southern kingdom and northern kingdom. The northern kingdom had 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom had 2 tribes. The northern kingdom had the capital in Samaria, and the southern kingdom had the capital in Jerusalem. And at this time, in this context, the time that we this very story I'm about to tell you happened, the king at the time was King Ahab, who later got married to Jezebel. But I don't think around this time he was the husband of Jezebel. He was in good tandem with God. No, I mean, tell me here at this time. So it happened that Syria country had authority and dominion over the northern kingdom, the Israel. So it means that King Ahab and all his subjects were under King Ben-Hadad, king of Syria. And because they were having dominion, periodically, King Ben-Hadad would send messengers to Ahab that we have come. We need your gold, your silver, your foodstuffs. Not only that, oh, your beautiful wives and your children too. We need them. Now they say, Ahab. Okay. Yes, I'm sir. Yes, I'm sir. Now, wapaki. Nyo weni nyira. No, odeko, odiamakwa, no, odeko. Omunya gold, neka kra. No, wasamba. Hey. Now, bakwamu bakwa yepe. Then King Ahab called his subjects, his leaders, elders of the country. So I deal in a quay and Obana me diamano. And I look up and say, Nana, a yo. Henceforth, enough is enough. Yeah, man, gold be a. Yeah, man, silver be a. Say, yeah. Catch on your mini, yo, a yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And see, this time, I'm messing just anybody. Oh, my yashi, uncle. And I'm going to catch the king, Ben-Hadad. Then King Ben-Hadad said a note to Ahab that you, I swear by my gods. Look at that. Or for Obi yew bonia, a young men kase, ne bo odi pano chan or yew. I swear by my gods that upe umpe ube mami. Look at that. So any evil person that comes to you at work, in a family, in the society, trying to siphon, draw energy, collect something from you illegally, not per the principles of God. Or of all, when him man wants to say, I am not to me be the actually. And then depending on I am not crap, but I'm so what must here. Nyamin shrapa, amen. Oh, yes. And you know something? When King Ahab and his subjects took that decision that enough is enough, God came behind them. God came and stand by them. May the good Lord, per the decision you are taking, that enough is enough. May the good Lord stand by you. Amen. And he sent a messenger and a message. And he told them, I am with you. No matter the army that Ben-Hadad will come forth with, you shall overcome them. Or of course, it is a minute you take this. You say, enough is enough. God comes to stand by you and to go with you and to let you win. Say, I shall win because enough is enough. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. This message applies first and foremost to you and to me regarding our sinful attitude and sinful behaviors. But of all, as human as we are, sometimes you are moved by your inclinations and by your instincts and you follow after them. But of all, as a Christian, you should come to a point in life that, may be a yeah. Tobia no Maria Boa, no Maria Boa, no Maria Boa, America crime in tea. When they make us across a minty, I see enough is. Tell me, John, may see a bunting. Maybe a BMZ pa, maybe a BMZ pa, maybe a BMZ pa. It's about time that enough is. Yes. I told you, so you are not where you for. Hey, Krobi, so I'm in trouble. Hey, yeah, yeah. We call grocery and now we send crop for no. I mean, person make come online. See, crop for no. We are we any more. Walmart, any other, any other. I don't know if you have that character. Say enough is enough. Now I'm coming to my youth, my children. I come to you. Sometimes we are stubborn. We don't listen to the instructions of our parents, the advices of our parents. Listen and listen good. Enough is enough. We should tell ourselves that if you never come, I will respect my parents. I will listen to them. Amen. And then when coming to church, the dishes that you did not wash. Hello. As you are going back home after church, make sure you wash them. Because enough is. And sometimes to us in the school, we join those who are bully. Papa, those who are bully. Me and no make friend am for. Now who boy say you the one who hanker for. I'm not sure Presbyterians are part. Hello. JY for more. YPG more. I want to believe you are not part. Amen. Don't join any bully to bully anybody. Some of the people that come to school, let me use this, they are not human beings. I want to say it again. Please, my children, some of the people that come to school, they are not human beings. They have evil spirits. Don't go and bully any child or any, what should I say, a mate in the school. Don't do that. It's not of God. If the person is not good, the person can hurt you. Let's move straight away to assumption of spiritual authority in life. But for enough is enough. But for all of us, let's begin to assume spiritual position in life. It doesn't take the whole of this building before Jesus will come and help you. Before God will come to your aid. Amen. Let's begin to take spiritual positions with our lives. Say, I will not allow this thing to overcome me. And sister, brother, you shall overcome that thing. Amen. This arthritis, this fiber, this whatever, this diagnosing, I come over it. I shall overcome. I will be the head over it in the name of Jesus. Enough is. Spiritual positions. Papa, no. Mi mama, no. In that home, don't allow sir this so soft one, sir. Yes, me bumpa ye mamu nyamema, me bumpa ye mamu, but me poucho me se wanka sir. In that home, take spiritual position. This home belongs to us. May the fire of God come and take control. And me kano kracho erade be yani sir. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh yes, oh yes. Now, in the career of our lives, friends, what do you want to do into the future? You are afraid of mathematics. Junior youth, YPG, you dread that course. That course, you dread that course. You are too much afraid. When the professor is entering the room, then you are shivering. Sometimes you know that this is today, this professor will come in because you don't like the course. You don't even want to go to school. You don't want to go. You dread it. Enough is enough. You have that ability. If somebody has been able to do it, you too, you'll be able to do it. So begin to take a personal decision. And no more fears. No more dreading. No more dreading. This subject, this science, this IT thing, I shall succumb it. And with the power of God, you shall do it. Hallelujah. You shall do it. Amen. Friends, I'm ending this message. Enough is enough. One market time, I check. We have a certificate course, no? But I go no. I check. I check. I am a friend in Tina home. He said, I'm a friend of Peja Kakram over 2 years, almost 3 years, almost 5 years. Pastor for Kakrakam. Pastor for Kakrakam. Quiet certificate by Kokam. Pacho, a Bayer Crawford degree by Kokam. Miss Row, Fabako Kam, Fabako Kam. Amen. Enough is enough. Move ahead. You can veer to another area of career. Oh, to add on to. You are a child of God. Beyond the skies is the limit. You can do it. Because I, enough is enough. I shall climb higher and higher and higher and higher in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sorry, John, I was on the uncle. Sorry, John, I was on the uncle. Sammy, boy, man, one. Naya, boy. Eja. Eja. Oh, yeah. Oh, Sammy, boy, man, one. Naya, say, appellation unto God. He is merciful. He is powerful. He has all authority in his hand. He speaks and it comes to me. Begin to give him appellation. Bonyamia body. Bonyamia body. Oye mo brongu fuo. Oye mo brongu fuo. Oye adumu fuo. Oye mo brongu fuo. Oye yaresa fuo. Oye ojifu. Ojifu kese. Ojifu kese. Pacho bona body. Because I rather was so. I rather was so. My work go. Because I rather was so, was so, was so. Now crown the door. Bonabody. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. All of all, let's come to our own bodies. What do you do that is not good? What do you do that is evil? What do you do that is sinful? Let's tell God, the Father, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Give me that grace to overcome this sin. To overcome this. All of all, lift up prayer. 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 Lift a prayer, lift a prayer. Father, Lord, I come. Enough is enough. We come before you, Lord, with all humility. And we present our souls, spirits, and body. Lord God Almighty, I ask you, my Lord, let your fire. Lord, enter me, my Lord. Burn it asunder, burn it asunder. 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 Let us ascend in the name of Jesus and lift me up. Enough is enough. Build him up in the name of Jesus, our King and our God. In the name of Jesus, our King and our God. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. The next prayer item has to do with your spirituality. Don't allow the spirit of Satan to submerge you, to oppress you. I don't know. Sorry, I said, why you say tim? They are now on tone. We are going to say, arise, O my soul, rejoice in God Almighty. Liberate my soul. Enough is enough. Lord of all, lift up prayer for your spiritual liberation. Lift up prayer for your spiritual liberation. Begin to lift up prayer. Tell God, tell Jesus that my Lord, break loose. Lift me up, raise me up, Lord. Hold my hands and lift me up. Lift me up, lift me up. In the name of Jesus, lift me up, my King. Lift me up, my God. In the name of Jesus, my God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my Lord. Raise your people, my King. Lift us up under the unction of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. The people, they ran for their lives. We read it. May those chasing you, may those coming after you run away in the name of Jesus. But of all, lift up prayer, lift up prayer, lift up prayer, lift up prayer. We are your children. We pray that Lord God Almighty, anything running after us, anything chasing us, anything, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we ask that, my Lord and my God, they take their sandals, they run away and leave their chariots behind, because you are God, and you being our God. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Let us sing. Let us sing. Let us sing. Friends, last but one prayer. What do you want to reach? Them high in you. Young Papa, Uncle George, me patch all. Mommy, I'm fixing. Your heating system, no, I have a pump chop. Your Baha, high in you, Miss Ramo. Mr. Yakreche, Gagawu Gamponu, your mamma in front to my dear Mobre. Your pump chop, Mommy, I'm fixing. Mommy, I'm fixing. Mommy, I'm fixing. We have been given the go ahead. We are praying. Whatever you've gotten in life and you want to reach another higher height, all of all, it is in your hands. Ask God, the Father, help me to move ahead. In this examination, this course I'm doing, Lord, help me to succeed. Begin to pray and let's go. Begin to pray and let's go. In the name of Jesus, Lord. God, what we want to attain age limit. A higher age limit with good health. And Lord, we pray for that. Lord, we pray for that. We pray for that. Lord, we pray for that. We pray for that. That Lord, you carry us along. That you carry us along. In the name of Jesus. And I was sick. Now, with our junior youth and their YPG. I mean, I'm busy a bomb by my own. You see, God, in the understanding of predestination, Papa, He knows where He is putting all our children. Those who will be senators, those who will be great accountants, those who will be wonderful doctors in this country. But you see, it takes the grace of God to push them on. We are asking God, Sarah, push them with your power. Push them with your grace to higher heights. All of all, let's pray for our youth. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them and end it all. Let's pray for them and end it all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. We pray. We pray. We pray. Ready about give them the understanding into higher heights. Give them the understanding into higher heights. We pray that, Lord, they climb higher. They rise higher in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them rise to the higher heights under your unction, under your grace. Our Jesus Christ, O Lord. Oh, God. Father, Lord, enough is enough. When Ben-Hadad threatened King Ahab had this to tell him. King Ahab, listen and listen good. You are dealing with the one who is able to remove an armor from somebody. You are dealing with someone, an entity that is able to remove an armor from somebody, and not the one who puts an armor on somebody. Israel mine now near Bediasi. Niauni Nenyano, or no Ora Ora Akotaria, on Fakotarian She, or no Uniawasua or your Kofon, or no Obewuroni Pakwatari. I just say, our God has power. Friends, may this powerful God be our friend. May this powerful God help us to say enough is enough to all negative conditions that comes to us. May this great God honor us as we call in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.